Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's just a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this short yet spicy dish comes from one of our favorite HMT restaurants. That's right, Maskistan. Maskistan. It just has such a spicy tinge whenever you say it. Now, this article was published on the 6th of July. Meerut man bludgeons married girlfriend with a brick as she was pregnant with his child. Gentlemen, here we have another case of a woman who left her husband, got pregnant by the next man, and decided she was going to try to force him to marry her. However, things did not end well. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man has been arrested from the Meerut district of Uttar Pradesh for offlining his pregnant lover by hitting her head with a stone. Wow! These guys went straight up biblical in how they decided to dispatch this woman. Police said the victim, Rambiri, got into a relationship with Adesh after she parted ways with her husband, Vinod, whom she got married to in 2015. I'm pretty sure the ex-husband, well, wait a minute, they never specified whether she got divorced from him. Like they said in the title, she was still married at the time. So she just decided, you know what? I'm going to walk away from my husband for whatever reason, start a new relationship, get pregnant by this guy, and decide to try to force him to marry me. Ladies, the era of the shotgun marriage or the baby trap marriage is over. After separating from Vinod, Rambiri started staying at her father's house, and it was there she met Adesh. Rambiri got pregnant with Adesh's child, and she started putting pressure on him to get married. Like I said, ladies, the era of the baby trap marriage or the shotgun wedding, that time is over. Disgruntled by her persistent demands to marry her, he hatched a conspiracy with his friends to offline her. You see, she just couldn't leave well enough alone. However, I'm pretty sure the husband, who got off completely scot-free, was thinking to himself, oh, well, she's not going to come back to me with that child. And the other guy she's got pregnant by is not going to marry her either. So guess what? That was her situation. Like I always say, gentlemen, single motherhood is a self-inflicted situation. On July 2nd, Adesh called Rambiri to his house to meet with her. When she arrived, he and four of his friends bludgeoned her to death and dumped her body in a field. Damn! They was like, you know what? We gonna stone this bitch and throw our ass out into the field. Talk about brutal. Her body was recovered by the police the next day. Rambiri's family had filed a police complaint alleging that she had been terminated. Police have arrested Adesh and all four of his friends for their alleged involvement in the termination. Well, well, well. These modern women truly do not get it. However, personally, I'm glad that they're not getting the message. Why? Because that's more material for me to serve up to you guys. Far too many women still believe that the shotgun wedding or the baby trap marriage is still a card in their deck. However, more and more men are simply saying, no, it does not matter. Remember, ladies, we men control who gets married. Yes, you control which men you allow sexual access to. However, more and more men have simply decided that no, ladies, you are no longer worth the effort of marrying. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in his house that they did not share, so I gotta give this a 5. Method of execution. I'm gonna go with a 15 on this because they used the bricks of bashing. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 10. And for the brutality factor, I'm giving this a straight up 20. Because like I said, they went straight up biblical with their dispatchment. Straight up stoning. You know that was definitely not a pleasant way to go. So Adesh the Annihilator gets a score of 40. Or if you really want to up it, gentlemen, we can add 20 more points for each one of his co-conspirators. 5 each. So leave it in the comment section. Would you give him a 40 or a 60? Ladies, you need to get this through your thick skulls. The idea of trying to force marriage onto a man is no longer a situation that you can use. Nope, nope, nope. Far too many women over here in America have tried that same thing. And sometimes the results have been, guess what? Men in those situations, some of them, they put the mask on. It is what it is. Oh, how modern women simply will not get the message. The things that worked in the past no longer work today. But hey, guess what? You can't tell them anything. Fellas, stop trying to reason with these women. Stop trying to argue your point with these women. They want to be as stubborn and as bullheaded as they want to be. So guess what? This woman became the bane of two men's lives. However, like I said before, the husband, he got away scot-free. He had nothing to do with this. And I'm thinking, in my humble opinion, he's thanking Shiva or whatever god that they worship over there. Like, yes, this woman is gone. She got pregnant by her side dude. He ended up terminating her. I'm free. Talk about a grand silver lining. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. Are you going to give him a score of 40 or 60? Like I said, leave it in the comments section. And to you modern women who honestly believe that you can still use the same old methods that were used in previous times to trap men into marriage. Understand, the power you used to have in those situations is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're still going to trap a man via a bad situation to force him to marry you, that thought process has definitely gone out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, we men decide who we're going to marry, no matter the situation. You women decide who you're going to give sex to. And guess what? More and more men around the world have decided that the modern marriage is no longer beneficial to them, and you modern women are truly unworthy of it. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.